I possessed not so much as the faintest hope that Goblin's death had put Kina out of the misery of the world permanently. "This feels so nice," I said. "I could go to sleep right here." And I did so promptly. Good old Willow's sense of duty, or self-preservation, or something, kept him going. He got the last Book of the Dead into the fire for me before he, too, settled down for a nap. Chapter 93. The singing soldiers proved to be Runmust, Iqbal, and Riverwalker. They had come to rescue the rest of us when Tobo reached them with news of the disaster that had befallen us down below. They had found us by following the smoke. At the risk of finding myself goaded into employing unseemly language, how is it that I find anyone singing? How is it that you haven't taken the road to the land of the unknown shadows? I believe I was pretty insistent on the necessity for that. Runmust and Iqbal giggled like they were younger than Tobo and knew a dirty joke. Riverwalker managed to maintain a more sober demeanor. Barely.
"You're tired and hungry, so we don't blame you for being cranky sleepy. Let's do something about that. Settle down and have a snack."
He could not restrain a big goofy grin as he rummaged in his pack. I exchanged glances with Swan. I asked, "You have any clue what's going on here?"
"Maybe there's a stage of starvation where you get lightheaded and sleepy."
I suppose Jaykur could have been an exception. Riverwalker produced something the shape and color of a puffball mushroom, but a good 8 inches in diameter. It looked heavier than a mushroom that size ought to be.
"What the hell is that?" Swan asked.
River had several more in his pack, and his henchmen had brought packs too. Riverwalker produced a knife and began slicing.
"A gift from our demon friend, Shivetya. Evidently, after a day of reflection, he decided we deserved a payoff for saving his big ugly ass. Eat."
He offered me an end slice, an inch thick.
"You like it?"
Swan started eating before I did. I had an ounce of paranoia left. He leaned my way.
"Tastes like pork."
Then he had no time for joking. He began wolfing the material, which looked exactly the same all the way through. It had a heavy, almost cheesy texture. When I surrendered to the inevitable and bit into it, my salivary system responded with a flood. The experience of taste was so sharp it was almost painful. There was nothing comparable in my memory. A touch of ginger, a touch of cinnamon, lemons, sweetness, the scent of candied violets. After the first shock, a sense of well-being gradually spread outward from my mouth, and again from my stomach soon after the first mouthfuls hit bottom.
"More,"
Swan said. Riverwalker surrendered another slice.
"More,"
I agreed, and bit into another slice myself. It might be poison, but if it was, it was the sweetest poison God ever permitted.
"Shivetya really gave you this?" "About a ton. Almost literally. Fit for man and beast. Even the baby likes it."
Iqbal and Runmust found that news hilarious.